This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU's sports commentator Terry Pluto. Cleveland is a pro sports town. No matter how good or how bad the teams may be in any given season, fans love talking about their Browns, their Cavs, and their Indians. But that enthusiasm carries over for only two of these three teams when it comes to the draft. In the case of the Indians, it's almost more of a collective shrug. And that's even despite the fact that in last week's MLB draft, they got a top 25 pick. Terry, sports fans here are practically rabid about the NFL and NBA drafts. Why not baseball?
Well, let's see. I don't know who was the top high school or college baseball player. I forgot which college baseball team won the national title. Secondly, can anybody think of who the Indians drafted last year in the first round? I mean, most people know the Browns drafted, you know, Baker Mayfield. Cavaliers, if you care about basketball, you know they drafted Colin Sexton in the first round last year. You draft them, you sign them, you see them. Baseball, you draft them, you sign them, and see you 4 years later, maybe. This draft, like most, there were more than 1,000 players drafted.
And these are just high school, college, and Puerto Rico.
Yes. This doesn't count the players they'll bring in from, whether it's Taiwan and Korea, there's some of those, and of course the Latin American pipeline. Who did the Indians take with the number 24 pick?
Daniel Espino.
I bet you saw a lot of him before the draft. You knew that one was coming.
He's a pitcher. Right out of high school.
He's from Statesboro, Georgia, but he's not from Statesboro, Georgia. He's from Panama. So then I'm reading, you know, Daniel Espino, and he throws 97. He's even hit 100 miles an hour on the radar gun. You know, some scouts like him, some don't. Thank goodness I don't have to venture an opinion on this poor kid because I have no idea what to say.
Right.
It's like last year when they took Bo Naylor, a catcher from Mississauga, Ontario, in the first round. I have no idea what to say about him either. Now, here is the thing, though. In general, there's a lot of stats. You'd rather have more first-round picks than lower rounds. But just because you get drafted in the lower round doesn't mean you have no shot. And in the 2016 draft, in the 12th round, with the number 362 pick, the Cleveland Indians took...
They took Zach Plesac.
Pitcher out of Ball State, Friday night in Cleveland, his third major league game, beat the New York Yankees. He is vaulted over all these first-rounders to make the majors, and he's in the rotation.
Well, then that same year, that 2016 draft, there's another current Indian starter, Shane Bieber, who was selected 122nd that year in the fourth round. And he's now a starting pitcher in the big leagues.
Well, who the heck did they take in their first round?
No idea.
Will Benson, high school outfielder. You can see him, by the way, playing with Bo Naylor at Class A Lake County. This year, he's finally starting. You know, he's been hitting some home runs and things like that. But see, he's only 20. I mean, Will Benson may be good, but you have to wait for him. In fact, sometimes what happens in baseball is you draft a kid like Will Benson. He's 18 when you draft him and sign him. And he's 19, and he's 20, he's 21, and he's 22. When he's 24, he figures it out, and he starts to play. And then he goes, how could you give up on Will Benson? He was your first-round pick.
And you just never know which player is going to figure it out.
Or when to hang on to him and when to give up on him. Well, first of all, in any given year, it's like, one out of six players who sign actually play in the big leagues right, for more than a year. 16% to begin with. You know, it's the old line about you got to go play the games. Well, in baseball, you really got to go play the games, and you're playing the games far away from anywhere most people in the big leagues are going to see them. But if you want to go drive over to Akron or Lake County or Mahoning County, you know, odds are if you're watching a game there and there's, say, 25 guys get in the game, probably two or three are going to make the big leagues. But it may not be the two or three you think. So there you are, Daniel Espino, first-round pick, 2019 draft, Cleveland Indians.
And maybe we'll see him someday, maybe we won't.
You can see him on YouTube. He does live there. He's this tall, skinny kid throwing really hard.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports. At WKSU.org, he talks about the drama on and off the field at the Browns minicamp.